You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. So, is your plastic surgery procedures becoming commoditized? Are the things you're going to get done at your plastic surgeon or your dermatologist's or your aesthetic doctor's office something that you feel has become like a commodity? Because I can tell you from the plastic surgery perspective, and as a plastic surgeon, I definitely believe that this is something that we really have to watch. And a very, very obvious situation happened here in my office just the other day that really caused me to want to do a podcast about this exact item and this exact situation. So let me just go into this a little bit. And for all of you at home that do participate in getting things like Botox and different kinds of facial fillers and different kinds of lasers and cool sculpting procedures and you name it, it could be anything. What starts to happen, and I think all of us in the aesthetic industry are basically subject to do this, is that because the brand of whatever it is, let's talk about cool sculpting. It is so incredibly popular right now because coming out of the pandemic, one of the most popular procedures that you could get anywhere is cool sculpting. And for a very good reason. Number one, it works. It'll freeze unwanted fat away off of your body. And nowadays, we can do it off of almost any body part that you come in complaining about. Cool sculpting will work. It's totally non-surgical. You can keep a mask on the whole time. You don't have to touch anybody. You don't have to breathe on anybody. They don't have to breathe on you. It's incredibly safe, effective. And again, coming out of the pandemic and coming out of this coronavirus thing where everybody is trying to be as safe and socially distant as possible, we've set our office up here for brand new cool sculpting technology and a brand new center that was actually created prior to the pandemic, before we were all closed down, but actually we got a chance to even modify it more to make it even safer. So I'm getting into that a little bit later, but what I wanted to explain to you is let's just use cool sculpting as an example. The other day, we had a popular individual here getting cool sculpted, and it's a gentleman that you may see on Home Shopping Network and on some celebrity Hollywood shows. And this great guy came in, wanted to get some cool sculpting done on his abdomen and love handles. And again, this guy's in great shape to begin with. And we started the process because he said approximately 5 years ago he tried it and it was so cold and it was pulling on his skin that he couldn't take it. We have brand new applicators now. So we said, definitely come on back in. I think we got this solved for you. You could definitely sit through this. As soon as we put the new applicators on, after about 5 minutes, he couldn't take it either because he said it was just too cold, ice cold. So here's where the story gets interesting. Instead of just giving up and saying, well, I guess this cool sculpting's not going to work for you, we were able to bring out another applicator that is actually brand spanking new, that doesn't have as much coldness, but has a little bit more of a grasping of the skin and the tissue that we're trying to freeze. Now, some people wouldn't have purchased that brand new applicator or the other applicators. They would just have the cool sculpting apparatus that comes with the machine. But because he came here to a cool sculpting certified center where we have our cool sculpting master who's trained cool sculpting technicians up and down the East Coast, we were able to continue to modify by putting a different applicator on that he was very, very, very able to tolerate and sat through the entire process, was thrilled that he was able to get it done, did a whole video about just laying on our cool sculpting bed and literally talking about how great he felt. He was totally dressed except for the area around his abdomen. And he was thrilled that he was able to get this accomplished, even though he felt as cold as it was at one point, and with the old applicator, how much it tugged on his skin. My point, everyone, sorry to belabor this, but it was actually an exciting thing. And he even posted a video, and on my YouTube channel, we are also going to post our version of this with him being hilariously funny about the whole situation. But my point is, and I really do believe this wholeheartedly, is that just because an office offers a commoditized procedure or product does not necessarily mean that it's going to be received by you in the same way, depending on where you're going or what office you're going to. So let me just clarify this more. Just because some office has cool sculpting doesn't necessarily mean that the applicators or the person applying the applicator has been trained well enough or artistically enough to know how to do it so that you won't get areas that look like a shark bit you. Because it will definitely kill fat. Trust me, this works. The problem is you need to know how to apply it to, so you have to know how to blend it to the rest of your torso, let's say. So someone that comes in that just gets cool sculpting on the lower part of their abdomen and nothing else has been addressed, obviously the lower part of the abdomen is going to have some fat taken away. But if your love handles and above your belly button doesn't like mesh into that or kind of, you know, fit, you're going to look like you have a deformity. So again, just like with any kind of cool sculpting, liposuctioning is the same way. Someone can say they do liposuction, but you need to really understand how to do it artistically so you end up getting the curvature, the curvaceousness, the actual body shape that you want. Let's jump categories. Let's talk about Botox. I mean, who doesn't at this point have Botox in their office? I mean, you could basically go almost anywhere to somebody that, you know, bought a couple of vials of Botox and now they can inject Botox. They may be a physician, they may be a nurse, and again, they may be very skilled at it. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just explaining that there are so many nuances to this field and specialty of plastic surgery and aesthetic plastic surgery that you really want to go to someone that can really work through your particular anatomy, your particular issues that you may not like. I'll give you another perfect example. And this may be you. Let's say you have a very, very, very small forehead, meaning from the top of your eyebrows to, let's say, your hairline or your widow's peak is so narrow that it's ridiculous. You're the person that's going to have to go to a really good Botox injector so that you don't end up with dropped brows. And I can tell you over the years, I've had to take care of many patients that have gone to a Botox party or somewhere. And again, the person doing the Botox knows how to do it, but they may not be skilled or understand the nuances of this particular shaped forehead, of this particular person's issue. Does this person have, and this could be you, do you have a lot of extra eyelid skin? So when you look in the mirror in the morning when you get up, do you have to like blink and like lift your brows and all that stuff a million times to clear the extra skin that's above your eyelashes? If that's you, there's a very good indication that you need an upper lid blepharoplasty. And if you get Botox, it may help, but if you get it done improperly, it's going to really hurt. It's going to really make things even more saggy. It's going to make things even more hooded, and you're going to look even worse because your eyebrows may have not gone up. They may have been dropped. Your forehead may look like a sheet of glass, but you're not going to be able to clear that skin anymore. I may be talking to you out there, and this may have happened to you. My point of all this, and I can give you multiple examples of this. My point about this podcast, and I really want you to watch this very fun video that's going to accompany this, is that not all plastic surgery offices or dermatology or offices are the same. Just because they may offer a commoditized product that you recognize, that doesn't necessarily mean that they really have the skill set to administer it on you. Somebody that has a perfect anatomy, that has very tight skin to begin with, that has all these other things that would become very, very difficult to like screw it up, that may be fine. And that may also be you out there. So that's terrific. But I guess my real point of this whole podcast is really based on the fact that you want to go somewhere that you're able to really make sure that all the different options for what you're coming in and complaining about can be somehow addressed. And I think that's the real goal of a full-service plastic surgery facility, office. And here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery, I'm very pleased to say that we really do have everything from something like skincare that may work all the way out to doing a surgical-type procedure. And I really value the consultations that we give patients here because I think that we do a very, very thorough job in offering all of you the opportunity to go from something that's totally non-invasive to something that's very invasive. And for you, it could be something that you've always wanted to have done with this whole pandemic and having to be self-quarantined. I know a lot of people are watching themselves on Zoom calls. I know they're watching themselves and they see a lot of imperfections or things that just make them look like they're aging. You should give a call and, you know, to your plastic surgeon's office or your dermatologist's office and really try to even have a virtual consultation or go in and talk to them about something. Because I do think after being back in business now, I guess, after the past, you know, almost 3 months where we weren't really able to see patients, but we were just doing it virtually, I'm able to see patients now and it's wonderful. But I do appreciate how much this really means mentally for all of you out there to really feel good again about the way you look. And if you ever have a question about any of these things, you can always reach out to us at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. It's info@dcps.com. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. So long for now.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.